USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. border officials recorded more than 210,000 encounters with illegal immigrants crossing the southern border in July alone, a number not experienced in decades. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday and is downplaying the July encounters number.
The situation at the border is one of the toughest challenges we face. We have seen surges in migration before. We've seen them in the past, and migration surges are not new.
The U.S. Census Bureau releasing numbers showing America's white population shrank to a key mark for the first time in U.S. history. For the first time since the census was conducted, the number of white Americans fell to below 60%. That number now stands at 58%. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The first ever Major League Baseball game to be played in Iowa is set for tonight. The Chicago White Sox will play the New York Yankees at 6 o'clock Central Time in the Field of Dreams game, which is being played at the site of the 1989 film near Dyersville. Don Lansing's family owned the land where the movie was made. And as for planting corn after the movie was complete...
It was just so beautiful that it was... miraculous that I couldn't possibly do it. I mean, even when some of the crew members left, they told me there's magic out
keep
here.
This field.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The Texas Border Coalition is hoping the federal government will reopen land bridges to tourists. Coalition member Laredo Mayor Pete Sines says not letting tourists in hurts the border economy and overall health. The coalition set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The dire situation in Afghanistan continues.
A new assessment from the CIA says that Afghanistan may fall under Taliban control within 6 months. That coming as Taliban fighters seized control of 3 more provincial capitals on Wednesday and now control about 2/3 of the country. Intelligence officials worry that Kabul could be encircled within 30 days, also fueling fears for the safety of Americans working at the embassy in the capital. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that the Taliban's offensive is something that officials are watching with deep concern. He tells Fox News that the Department of Defense is working on expanding its counterterrorism capabilities in the region should they be needed.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A group of South Texas mayors, county judges, and economic development groups want a pause on new asylum applications at the Mexican border. The Texas Border Coalition made the request citing rising COVID Delta cases and worries that the border could be overrun. The coalition set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.